Mets and Braves, Matt Harvey getting the start after Noah Syndergaard was scratched with a tired arm. R.A. Dickey getting the start at Citi Field for the first time since he was a Met, and he gets a lead in the second.
Now the 0-1 pitch. Hit on the ground up the middle, past Harvey, base hit center field. Conforto charges. Markakis digging to the plate. The throw up the first baseline. Markakis scores standing. Stopping at second is Suzuki, and on at first with an RBI single is Jace Peterson, and the Braves have a 1-0 lead. And now Neil Walker, the batter, switch hitter batting left. First pitch hit hard to the right side, base hit going into right center field. Bruce rounds third, he's coming home. Inciarte's throw to the plate, and Bruce is tagged out as he goes in standing. What a throw by Ender Inciarte. Walker follows down to second, but Ender Inciarte, a gold glover last year in center field for the Braves, has just thrown out Jay Bruce on a tremendous throw to the plate. And Bruce went in standing and was easy prey.
Cespedes hitting 258. Will clock one in the air to right center field towards the alley. That ball headed to the warning track and skipping up against the wall. Cespedes coasting into second. Oh, no, pulling up at second base. Gimping his way to second base. I think that hamstring has got him.
Yep, he reached back for that left leg, and here we go yet again.
They got to pack this team in bubble wrap. This is just getting insane.
So here's Freeman, broken ball hit down the right field line. That's going to fall in for a hit. Rolling to the corner, Garcia on his way to third. Granderson up with the ball. Garcia being waved home. Walker's relay throw to the plate. The slide, safe at the plate. Darnell very late, doesn't even get the tag down on Garcia. And stopping at second is Freddie Freeman. And the Braves have come right back here in the fifth inning to take a 3-2 lead. The 1-1 on the way. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to left. Conforto back at the track, at the fence. It is gone. Over the M&M suite seats, the old Great Wall of Flushing, a three-run homer by Kurt Suzuki. Four runs are in here in the fifth after the Mets had fought back to tie it. It is 6-2 Atlanta.
The Braves go on to win it 7-5. They sweep the quick two-game set. The Mets have now dropped 10 of 11, and they're five games under 500 for the first time since 2014. Besides Cespedes, Dickey left the game with a left quad spasm. Mets skipper Terry Collins talked about his team's continued struggles after the game.
Well, first, we're going to send him tomorrow for another MRI. Certainly the equipment we have here, even though it's outstanding, is not as good as what the examination will be tomorrow. I'm sure he will get one of those injections they do, and then obviously we'll just have to wait and see, but there's no indication of how long it'll be.
Terry, from just a manager's perspective, how do you view what you need to do at this point in time, not just with the team playing the way it is, but you know, obviously today losing the two biggest stars probably on the team?
Well, you know, we certainly don't think we lost Noah. You know, we were just being cautious, as every team would be with a guy like that, to back him up. But as far as Cess goes, it's a hole. It's a big hole. We, as I just told the players, you know, last year we lost David Wright. He's out again this year. We lost Cabby. We lost Walk. We lost Duda. We lost Cess. We lost Harvey. We lost DeGrom. We lost Matz. Okay, we still made it through. We can do that again. But it's got to start now. You know, okay, the weather's going to start changing. We can't no longer use that as an excuse. Not that we have, but that can no longer be the excuse. It's now time to go out and grind it out as we did last year. And it's still April. I understand that also. But we can no longer sit back and say, hey, look, you know what? It's ugly weather. We've got some guys hurt. No one cares. They don't care. The Nationals won't care. You guys don't care. The only thing that matters are the guys in that room. That's the product. They've got to care. They've got to come out, play with some energy, and get this thing going. And I truly believe we can do it.
Ken? Terry, based on how bad Cespedes looked there, are you assuming it's a disabled list injury?
Kenny, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it, but yeah, I'm assuming he's going to be all right. What I saw, I don't know of anybody that comes back in 10 days looking like that, walking off the field.
Why was today the right moment to address those guys and deliver that message?
Well, you know, Tone, I listen really close. I listen to you guys talk, you know, when we, not just in here, but when we have our little conversations elsewhere. And as I told the guys, perception in our business, even though sometimes it's not true, is sometimes reality in people's minds. And people's, and what I'm hearing is, you know what, energy's down, looks slow, and, I said, you know, as I just told you guys, weather is not going to be an excuse anymore. So I just said, look, you know, it's the end of April. I get it. I understand that. But it's time. It's time to really, you know, get out there tomorrow. And we got a tough road trip ahead. You know, these guys, like I said, you know, we got to grind it out. And we can do it, but we got to start now.
Harvey couldn't get it done in place of Syndergaard. He allowed 6 runs on 5 hits with 5 walks over 4 1/3 innings and talked about a difficult outing.
We're just pretty tight today. I think overall, mechanically, just felt really tight on the mound and couldn't get loose throughout the start. Just kind of erupted.
I know you're not going to use it as an excuse, but has it thrown you off a little bit these last 2 starts, kind of having to change up the routine and the schedule at the last minute?
It's different. I mean, it's something I'm obviously not used to, but you know, as far as today goes, I needed to do a better job of being ready, and I had a big, expecting to pitch tomorrow. I had a big workout yesterday, so I think body wise it just kind of tightened up, and wasn't really physically prepared for starting today, and kind of anticipated going tomorrow. But obviously it's happened before once. It's, I have to be ready for it to happen again. And this morning I got the call, and I just needed to do a better job.
Jay Bruce doubled before getting gunned down at the plate by Inciarte. He also talked after the game.
Oh, that's honestly not my decision to make. I felt what Terry conveyed to us was positive, and I think he did a good job, getting through what he needed to get through. And, I think we're all receptive. We obviously are playing the games, and we see the games. We have to play better. That's just the bottom line. No one's trying to, no one in here is trying to make any type of excuses as to, like it's not a big deal or whatever. It's, winning games are important. And we're not winning right now. We just need to play better. That's the bottom line. There's really nothing else to say.
Up next, the Mets head to D.C. for a big series with the Nationals. On Friday night, it'll be Jacob deGrom against Max Scherzer.